Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Ash Hat's Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, and I'm here joined with my co-host, Dustin.
Hello.
And we're going to have some fun today smoking some amazing Oliva V, Series V, Milano cigars. Now, these are phenomenal.
Yeah, they're box pressed, which is the first time I'm having it in such a form.
And they are a highly rated. I feel like when you're looking for a cigar and you're trying to find something that's like premier, you go to Cigar Advisor and you look at like their top 10. This one is always in like the top five of cigars that are available. And I try to find them whenever I'm looking for like cigars.
I love Oliva.
Oliva is amazing. They put out so much good stuff. Yeah, we've already
Do you understand how their series works? Is like the V series, the O series.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I have to research that.
Me too.
This is going to be a very big research influenced episode. Yes. Because our topic of choice is Florida Man.
Yes. So, Florida Man came to be a big deal about a year ago, and somebody said, maybe it was a TikTok video.
Yeah, maybe.
Type in Florida Man, followed by the month and day of your birthday,
and just read the headline.
Read it.
I mean, for however many people, like, we are just big scrollers of the internet. That's what we do. Every single day, there is a Florida Man headline that just like knocks you off your socks, and you're looking at that going, what in the world is going on down in Florida that they're doing the crazy stuff that they do?
It's insane. So Mike didn't think it would be a good idea for a topic. So I said, just for the hell of it, let's see what happened today.
Right? Seriously.
And sure enough, it was Florida Man arrested for attacking daughter with pizza after she didn't want to eat with him. And like what? What does that even mean?
I was trying to think of like what we could talk about with these, and I'm kind of like thinking, how do you attack someone with a pizza? Like there's got to be some more to the story, yeah, clearly, yeah. But
some bent up hostility.
Well, absolutely, and I don't know what it is about Florida. Like you always hear Florida Man.
Yeah, but not just the Florida Man. Like with the whole pandemic and everything, like they were so against it and like so renegade with it, and you know everybody has their own opinion on that, but Florida seemed to have their own opinion on
they're it. At the forefront of the news all the time, whether it's election time, whether it's something health related.
The hanging chad,
remember that? Oh my god.
What?
I almost forgot about that, but you're absolutely right. Like it's just like, I don't know, it's like a totally different world down there.
Yeah,
it's... And again, I have never assaulted someone with a pizza. I thought about assaulting people with pizza.
That's a lie. You've assaulted me with a pizza.
When did I assault you with a pizza?
I'm sure at some point you threw a pizza at me.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, but now have you been to Florida?
Never.
You've never been?
Have you?
I have. I honeymooned at Fort Lauderdale.
No shit.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida was beautiful. Absolutely loved it. Enjoyed it. We went to the Everglades. We spent a lot of time at the beach. We had a good time all around. And I haven't been back since.
Okay.
Again, I'm not a big flyer. I don't like
airplanes. I love to fly.
I hate flying.
I love to fly. I've been to California 3 times. Never been to Florida once.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. I love California. I love... I went to Myrtle Beach to see Mike on my own. Like, mm-hmm. I flew solo. I think everybody should get in an airplane by themselves once.
That would be interesting. I've never done it by myself.
It's one of those things where I would bucket list it because it's real hard to explain, but it was awesome.
I get absolutely terrified on takeoff.
It's weird because you can feel any way you want and it's judgment free because you'll never see those people again.
I don't care about the people. I'm just like, I don't know. I get that irrational fear of like
everybody does
of dying in the airplane crash.
I hate takeoff and I hate landing more than anything because you're straight good and then I'm like whoa, but it lasts a second. It's over. It's
true.
I love flying by myself. Me and Josh Urso flew there I think twice. He's my travel buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Beth and I flew a dozen times. I love flying. It's the safest means of travel.
It is statistically the safest means of travel, and you're more likely to die in a car accident than you are in aircraft. But I still get like that irrational fear that, you know, if the plane goes down 100% of the time, I'm going to die. And it's ridiculous, that irrational fear. But I've been in a plane Twice. We went to Vegas also for a wedding, and that was with the kids, and that was an adventure, to say the least.
So when you were in Florida, anything wild happened?
You know, like, it's a big party town. Like, everywhere you go, whether you go to Miami or Orlando, you hear all the crazy things. At Fort Lauderdale, it was September, so it wasn't, like, too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, you got the feel when you went around to the bars and stuff that, like, it's a big party state. It's not even, like, a big party town. Like, we live in a big party town, kind of. Scranton area is kind of big for their alcohol consumption. And we also have Penn State College. I mean, we have University Park, which is a big party school. But by and large, the state isn't like a big party area. It's just, you know, it's normal, everyday people. I feel like Florida, no matter where you go, there's like just something weird going on. And then it's like the people who live in Jacksonville versus the people who live. Speaking of which, I did want to bring this up before I go too deep into this.
Yeah.
I did order some cigars from a place in Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know if you got a chance to check out our Twitter. It's called Prohibition Cigars. Mm. So they're a small group of people.
I saw you smoking it. It
yeah,
awesome.
I just got them in, and they are phenomenal. Strongly recommend them to anybody. I'm starting to follow them on Twitter, and they have a good presence, and they put out unique bands, and they used to have a band that had like a $2 bill. It was literally a $2 bill that was wrapped around it. And the batch that I bought came with a bill. It came with either a $5 bill, $10, a $20, or $100. And that was part of the incentive of why I ordered it. I'm like, oh man, I can get a $100 bill with this.
Yeah, that's really good marketing.
Oh, 100%. It came with a $5, but they also donate to St. Jude's, which I didn't know. Like, they.
What'd you do with that $5, by the way, on Instagram?
You know what? I used it to light the cigar I was smoking, the Prohibition cigar.
Isn't that legal?
You know,
is that still legal?
Somebody on Twitter caught me up on that, and they're like, you know, the U.S. code says that you cannot adulterate U.S. money and cannot destroy it. So what I do.
So that's why we switched our handles.
Right? What I did was I actually soaked the bill in water first, and then I dunked it in some rubbing alcohol, and I lit that. And that was what I actually used to kind of light the cigar briefly. I mean, if you look at the picture, I really didn't light the cigar with the bill.
No, it was just a small indicative corner.
It made a great pick, and I actually got the attention of Prohibition Cigars, and they were tweeting at me, and they were sending me messages.
Maybe for the next podcast, we'll smoke one.
I would very much like to do that, and I'm actually
maybe
interested.
We'll talk about Prohibition and
that's
alcohol.
A great idea.
Yeah, look at this. The creative juices have arrived.
Well, and that it comes from Florida Man, right? Mm-hmm. So I was just looking up my birthday for Florida Man.
While you look it up and get it, I found mine. While you,
oh,
I
can't
I'm
wait
ready.
To hear this.
I'm ready if
All
you
right,
are.
I want to hear this.
Florida Man, February 28th. Florida man who allegedly threatened family with Coldplay lyrics ends standoff after SWAT promises him pizza.
See,
what?
Like, that's and that's the other thing about the Florida Man headlines. It's like they're so multi-layered. Like, there's Coldplay lyrics.
I found a good Twitter thing going. I'm going to read someone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, break it down.
But, like, not only the Coldplay lyrics, but how is SWAT going to entice you with pizza? Like, if you're getting SWAT involved, you better at least get the airplane.
Is there bath salts in the water?
You know, and that was another thing. You remember with, like, the zombie people eating people's faces and stuff?
Yes.
That started in Florida.
Yes.
Like, I can't believe it. And I have friends who live down there. Our good friend PJ, who is my wife's best friend. Lives down there, and he's a computer programmer for a big company, and he loves it. But at the same time, like, he tells me there's a lot of weirdos and crazy people that live down there. It's a different kind of person that lives there, and they have a big cigar presence because they have a lot of Cuban population and a lot of cigars. They come through that area. I want to say I read something historically that all the cigars in the U.S., like, not necessarily the Pennsylvania tobacco or the Connecticut tobacco.
I love the Pennsylvania tobacco.
Oh, so do I. I love it.
We don't smoke it enough.
Oh, I know. I had some of the John Hayes. Yeah. But the Cuban cigars all came through Florida, and that's where the big cigar market in the U.S. actually started. So
that's
something to be said about cigars in Florida.
So did you find yours?
Yes, my Florida man.
And you never read this?
I have not read this yet.
This is going to be good.
So Florida man accused of beating cellmate who asked for a courtesy flush to help with smell. So like, what exactly did you eat that you needed to get a courtesy flush and you beat your cellmate to the point of getting in the newspaper. I mean, and that's the other thing. It made news.
Right.
Like, things that happen in our town aren't that crazy.
No, and I feel like things like that happen routinely.
Like, yeah, and it's just like, it's like, oh yeah, that's just happening. Like
Beth asked me to courtesy flush just this morning. She didn't come in with, you know, the bat and,
right,
you know.
I get yelled at if I do.
Are you the a courtesy stinker?
Flush. No.
Well, if you do, because you, everybody in the family is loves the scent of it. No, yes.
Well, everyone in the family is asleep in the morning, so my wife has an irrational fear that if I flush, that sound is going to wake up everyone in the house like it's a car alarm or something.
I just don't flush.
Yeah, I do. I still do. I usually close the lid. That's a gross little fun fact, is you should always close the lid when you flush, because flushing causes particles.
Now, when you put the lid down, are you aggressive with it, or do you
place it down? You have no idea how
I'm
mad.
I'm like Gronk.
How mad my wife gets. Oh. The sound of the toilet lid flushing. She's like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Gravity is the toilet had fell.
I'll tap it, and then she'll be outside doing it. Why are you smashing the toilet? I'm not. I just peed. I'm sorry.
I don't think cells in Florida or anywhere have toilet lids, because I would imagine.
We're eliminating that from
as the.
Do you
equation.
Think it was a one-time thing, or you think?
Oh, that for that. Well, in my case, or my householder in the cellies in Florida, I think that's probably a recurring incident.
So I'm sure I'm gonna read these couple.
Oh, I can't wait.
Florida man bites his brother's penis off after he walks in on his brother having sex with his cousin on his favorite Dragon Ball Z blanket.
I'll tell you what, that's
real life.
That is real life, and you had to bite off someone's wiener in order.
Oscar Mayer.
In order for that story to make it, like, that's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Like, Mike Tyson bit off someone's ear, and that was crazy. That story that you just
read. You know what the thing is, though, about the Florida man stuff is it's so descriptive.
Oh, I know. I love
it. It's so descriptive. was from July 23rd, so if that's your day, happy birthday.
Of this year? Or of what year?
They don't say the year. There's a comment. I'll read it to you.
Oh, my God. And that's another thing. I love reading the comments on Twitter.
Oh, there's nothing better than Twitter comments. Florida man, January 14th. I feel like we know somebody with that birthday.
Do we know someone with that birthday? We know someone with January.
Freddie's close to that.
Uh-huh.
Florida man, January 14th. Kill him with kindness. Florida man stabs neighbor with machete named Kindness, says police.
There. Oh. I had a neighbor who used to practice his ninja skills in the yard with a katana, and I would watch him with the sword. Like, there are some real weird people, but at the same time, I'm kind of weird too. But like, you see these people and you're like, what is it that they're doing that like makes them so socially awkward? And clearly, if you have a sword named Kindness, that's just strange.
Yep.
And I don't get it. I don't. This is the one that I just saw that was thong wearing Florida man arrested while building shed with garbage on stranger's property.
Yes.
So, and again, I don't know why.
It's all plausible. Like, I can 100%. See it all happening.
And you know what's even better? I don't know if you've noticed this in the one that you've been picking up, but they all come with a mugshot. Every single one
of
these,
them.
All come
because
with a mugshot.
Because they're like, you can't believe it. But I like that they do that, because you can associate that face.
That
with
face
the,
with something. And you're like, here's another. That guy definitely bit someone's penis off.
Florida man, May 6th. Florida man punches Jimmy John's employee because his sandwich took too long. Wasn't freaky fast enough.
Have you ever been to a Jimmy John's?
Well, didn't they used to have one in the Allentown restaurant?
Yeah,
it was awesome.
They used to have one, but so Allentown's a little far away from us, but I have had one.
Well, it's an hour.
About an hour away, yeah. And that's the only time I've ever had one. They're not bad. They're not bad. But I feel like I look at these, and I'm like, there's no way in creation that there's anybody who actually does these things. But do you ever like watch the news and you see these people that like purposefully do funny things on the newscasts? Yes. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yes. There was something viral.
Oh, remember that?
There was something like something.
It was right in the pussy.
Like, so it'd be interviewed live. And then randomly, like mid-sentence, right in the pussy.
That was like
5 years, maybe
2000, and yeah, probably 2014, 15. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, I hate being on the news. Have you ever been on the news?
Yeah, just recently.
Oh, that's right. You were with WNEP.
Yeah. I did good too.
You did a fantastic job. I hate
the exact opposite of what I normally am.
I feel like I have been asked to be on the news.
You
were more than I'd like to be.
I have to compliment you publicly.
Oh, boy.
You were so good for the Scranton School District meeting.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if that was public or not.
Oh, yeah, it was public.
I was so proud of you. Like,
well,
you were
you.
So your vocab, which is, you know, you like your big words.
Oh, I do.
And you know how much I'm a fan of the big words.
Absolutely. I mean,
it was, you were very well spoken. I was very proud to call you my brother.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Don't let go to your head, though, fuckface. Florida man, July 24th. Florida man arrested for tranquilizing and raping alligators in Everglades. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. I actually coughed a little bit on the cigar smoke, which is like a sin, a virtual or virtue sin. I know, right? But that's like, I don't know how exactly you would do that with an alligator because they don't have any places to put.
Why do you know
the anatomy of an alligator? Have you ever dissected an alligator?
No, have you?
I have.
No shit. Go on.
It was a caiman, so it's a smaller alligator.
Well, irrelevant. It's still in the family.
It's still in the family. I took a course in college that was comparative biology, and we dissected everything from snakes and birds and amphibians, and our reptile that we dissected was a caiman. And they have what's called a cloaca, which is a unique sexual organ that is, it's the same for males and females. It just, it looks the same, like visually, but it just has different functions. So it's kind of,
is it like a hermaphrodite type organ?
No, like they're dioecious, or they have separate sexes, but the organ itself looks the same, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Like in humans, obviously the organs look different.
And obviously they're capable of mating.
Right. And that's not uncommon in the biological world. A lot of reptiles and amphibians have cloacas, but turtles are the same way. But I guess there is an opening. And I guess if you're a Florida man and you're raping alligators for whatever, I don't know if that's for pleasure or if that's for fun or if that's like something that you like to do on the weekends, but I would strongly recommend that our listeners don't do that.
Yeah, I would lean against that. Yeah, here's one close to the heart. Florida man, February 16th. Florida man claiming people were eating his brains leads police on insane golf course chase. What?
That's I never get to see that on the golf course. I just went golf, and I would love to see something crazy random happen on the golf course. But that's it. Why in the world did you think somebody was eating your brains? Somebody, when we went golfing over the weekend, was playing ICP, like, so loud outside of the golf cart that it was, like, ridiculous how loud it was. I just saw one. Florida man nicknamed Baby Cakes caught naked in a chair outside apartment complex. That guy, that dude's just hanging out, and you should see his mugshot. He's smiling. He's enjoying himself.
look at this mugshot.
Oh, boy.
Florida That's man rough. Stabs man in the back at Gainesville bar over a remark on a hat.
Do you know where Gainesville is?
Yeah, it's Florida.
Yeah, but where in Gainesville? I don't see. Florida's such a big state. Like, when we went there, and I was like, oh, we could travel like all over the place. And I'm like looking at the map. I'm like, it actually takes like 3 or 4 hours to drive all the way across the state. Yeah. Like, it's crazy how big Florida is.
You're not an Office fan.
A little bit, but not much.
But the one episode, Andy goes to get Erin back, and mm-hmm. she went down to Florida and didn't come back. So he drove from Scranton, PA mm-hmm. to Florida. And he's like, oh, yeah, my heart took me right down to the coast, right to the ocean. Turns out my heart took me about 2.5 hours out of the way. Yeah. I didn't realize Florida was this big. So much for a good love map. You know? Right?
Seriously. No, it's huge. And then the weird thing about it is when you're driving around Florida, like, it'll suddenly like rain 1 second, and then it'll stop raining. And it'll start raining again. Like, it's real crazy, the weather down there. But it's almost like it's like a tropical environment down there. It's really weird. But the Everglades was really cool. Like, I really enjoyed it. I'd strongly recommend anybody that goes there to bring a safety vest or whatever it is, a bulletproof vest just in case. But I strongly recommend people go visit there. We're planning a trip to go down to see friends eventually because we want to go there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to get the kiddos to Disney World. We've been to Disneyland.
See, I don't have any interest in that.
I don't either, but it's, you know, I'm following the hype, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
like, I can't see David or Benny like, David, we're going to Disney World. Okay, but is there Universal?
That's my kid. Luke wants to go to Universal Studios.
David,
he's already said that.
Loved Universal.
Yeah.
I loved Universal. Mm-hmm. Dude, I had the donut from The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
It was as big as my body. The donut was so big. And like, there's a picture of me on my Facebook, like, hanging out with Barney in the they had Moe's Tavern, and like that's they're awesome. Slinging beers, like, but not to mention like the Transformer stuff, Harry Potter,
yep.
Dude, in the Harry Potter land, it's like you're at Hogwarts. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane the details they go into.
What town is that in L.A. or is that in San Bernardino?
It's right off Hollywood. It's I'd say Hollywood? About okay. 10 to 20 minutes from Hollywood.
Okay, because me and Christina have a bucket list of places we want to go. She wants to go to all the famous sites of Laura Ingalls Wilder, which is Mansfield, Missouri, and places in Colorado. I have aspirations of going to California at some point in my life.
Air is better. Beautiful. Yeah. It's awesome.
I would really like
we to. We were go. Thinking about actually going there for New Year's.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
The hotel we stayed at, we brought David. We went to that Power Morphicon.
Oh, that's right.
In Anaheim.
Okay.
And we did everything. The hotel we stayed at, the fireworks for Disneyland were literally across the highway that's from awesome. The pool. So I'm watching the Disneyland fireworks every night in a hot tub.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
You can't beat that.
It was amazing. We had a better view than people in Disneyland.
Right. That's the crazy thing. If you're in the place and they're doing the fireworks, you're craning your neck all the way up. That's the perfect spot because it just lights up the sky.
And in Anaheim, where we were, like, I'm a big craft beer nerd. Mm-hmm. All there, like, the brewery was there, Monkish. Like, there was a lot of really good beers right there. And it was awesome. Now, highest recommend.
Did you go to Vegas for
I was at party? Vegas twice.
Okay.
I was there once.
Vegas too.
I was at Vegas when I was 15, uh-huh. which was useless.
Yeah.
And I was also in Vegas for a Freddy's bachelor party.
Okay.
I was there for Cinco de Mayo, Floyd Mayweather fight, and Kentucky Derby when one of Freddy's friends hit the trifecta box in
that's
Vegas.
Right. Jay Blue. Yeah. Okay, so I was going to say, because I've been to Vegas, and, like, the heat is, it's not, like, the same heat that we have here.
Maybe I'm a weirdo, but, like, I went to a double-A baseball game there, the Las mm-hmm. Vegas 51s, totally by myself.
Interesting.
And it was awesome. They had, like, strippers on the foul pole. it was so cool.
That is cool.
But the one thing I do wish was they had Uber or Lyft, because the taxi drivers are so well trained.
Yeah.
It was like a $60 taxi there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck it. I'll walk back 2 miles. So I'm walking, then I'm like, oh, this is...
Yeah, it's 2 miles.
No, it wasn't the heat right there. It was, I'm alone, and I'm walking through, like, Las Vegas High School.
Oh,
and,
okay.
like... Harlem
you're
of
you're
Las
not
Vegas.
On the strip, yeah.
I'm not on the strip.
Oh,
I'm alone. The only people there look really scary. So a taxi, I'm like, can you take me back? I'm like a mile that way. He's like, yeah, there's a ton of traffic there. So he literally, all the work I put into that walk, he drove right past the stadium right onto that. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, that's funny. Christina's family lives out there, so we're dying to get back out there. That's another place that I want to go. The last time we were out there for a wedding, we didn't get to enjoy as much as we'd like to, but I would like to see the strip at night. I did not get a chance.
Treasure Island is awesome.
The MGM Grand. Yeah. I want to see Caesar's Palace.
How about Amazon just bought that?
Yeah, I saw that.
They bought all MGM as the entity.
As a whole entity, yeah. It's crazy. So, I mean, that's going to be interesting to see how that transitions. Before we go into the next format, what do you think of the cigar?
This is insane. It's so good. It's a full body. Like, I can feel it hit my tummy a little bit. I wouldn't recommend to a novice cigar smoker.
No.
It's great. I went 2 years ago. I was on such a box press kick. Mm-hmm. Wow. This is so good.
Like, see, now, I find it, like, the box press to be almost a novelty. Like, oh, what's the big difference? There is a unique difference between. And I can't put my finger on what exactly that is. And I think it's like they almost like pack more tobacco into a smaller package.
Exactly.
And it burns like you don't get the same mouthfeel on a box press that you do. And it's the same hand feel. Like the construction on this is good. I was just looking up some of the information. This is an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, which is amazing. I've heard the Maduro is better in this, but I got a good deal on these. So that's why I had them. And it's a Nicaraguan mm-hmm. cigar. So I tend to like Nicaraguan cigars more than any of the other countries. But Oliva, just that's their name, their mainstay, rather, is Nicaraguan.
If I was to smoke one a week, I'd probably do one Nicaraguan. Mm-hmm. Probably stay at that a little bit lighter. Not a Connecticut wrapper by any means, but almost like a Dominican. I would say mm-hmm. the Dominican wrapper is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
CAO does a lot of that.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So that's why I think me and CAO are such a match.
I don't know. I used to be strictly Rocky Patel and Romeo and Juliet. And now that I've expanded and I with the weather being the way it is, I've been outside every single night with a cigar, which is rare because in the wintertime, you know, we kind of do things. We stay in the house. We watch TV every night. This week it's been, let's go out and read a book. And I'm reading a book and smoking a cigar and having a good time. But I've been trying to get on board with a lot of different boutique and craft things and try to see like different people's, you know, samplings, if you will.
I love that. I love it. It's, I like the craft behind a cigar more than the craft of the beer.
Interesting.
I do. There's just so much you can do with a tobacco leaf. It's almost like an art.
It really is. It's, you know, a blending.
Like when we were in, Rochester. Yeah, up in New York. When they did those 8 blends. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And I can't imagine how much expertise and skill goes into coming up with exactly the right mixture of different tobaccos.
It's an art, like it's a formula. Art, like it's art meets chemistry.
Right. Oh, yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, I think this is a good enough time as any. We're going to take a short break, and I think I'm going to do a little bit more Florida Man research.
This is fun.
This is, and you know what? Like you said, this wasn't a topic I thought I was going to have a lot of fun with because I was kind of curious as to how this was going to go.
I feel like we have such a good sense of humor, and sometimes with the topics we pick, we don't get to show that.
No, you're absolutely. Oh, our humor is off the wall funny.
Peculiar
to say the least. But like, I'm just looking at some of these things, like absolutely and ridiculous.
If you look in the last 7 days, like that one was literally 24 hours ago. Like they just keep on coming.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna do. I think that might be my next research here in Google is what happened over the last couple of days to see. I was Florida man who advertised legit counterfeit money on Craigslist was arrested after punching a random teenage girl at a gas station. Like what the hell?
Like how do they connect?
I don't know. We'll be right back. Alrighty, everyone, and we are back here with Ash Hats Podcast, and we are talking Florida Man.
Florida Man caught on camera licking doorbell.
And you showed me the picture, and the guy has like really long hair, and that's exactly what I picture as somebody who like would lick a doorbell, would be somebody who...
Tongues out, guns out.
Now, the question I also have is about the exact same thing with the doorbell. You have the camera systems and stuff in your
house. I don't have the Ring or anything like that, but I have a camera right on both doors now. Yeah.
I have, I guess I shouldn't say this, but my cameras are like the dummy cameras that like they don't actually work. They just look like they work, and I wonder how much they... But do you think like a lot of the stuff, like... I wonder if some of these random crazy things have always just been around, but now we're actually catching a lot more of it.
I think so. I think due to social media, people are posting stuff and it's capturing attention.
100%. Like,
and I think it's not just in Florida. I mean, anytime a cop unfortunately pulls over, the phones are coming out.
Yep.
And,
oh yeah.
You know, we saw where this is taking us.
We live in a very, I don't want to say virtual, but we live in a very recorded world now, and everything you do is the second something happens, somebody's pulling the phone out, and it's good to go. I mean, and that's, I feel like a lot of that is what we see in these Florida
Man here's
things.
This one. Florida man causes thousands of dollars worth of property damage trying to kill demons.
Oh yeah, remember there was the doctor that came out with that was associated with Trump with the semen demons, and I was like, what in the world is going on here? There are some really wacky people out there who have some really weird ideas, and again, I don't want to argue over opinions and things like that. I'm sure some of my ideas are wacky to say the least, but this one is Florida man sent woman 10,000 texts in April in 1 month, some of them threatening to cut off her head. Like, I'm assuming that she was, I don't know, I guess maybe she was going to entice him with something, but yeah, I'm imagining that that didn't end well for them.
Break this one down for me. Florida man who threw toilet through window in East St. Louis found with second toilet.
He defenstrated the toilet. Like,
defenstration demonstration.
There we go. Like, why you would throw the toilet out the window. I understand if you're in a fit of anger that like you do stupid things. Funny story with Christina. She was mad at, the storm door at the old house wouldn't close. She ripped the thing off the, and you know Christina, she's all 4'11", 100 pounds, and ripped the door right off the hinges. Like when you're mad and you're doing crazy.
Like this one, this guy was mad. Florida man attacks beer station clerk with hot dogs, corn dog stick over beer. The thing is, though, there's a picture of him, as you said about the security cameras, hot dog midair. I mean, it looks like he's throwing a cornhole bag, but it was a corn dog.
A corn dog, yeah. Well, and again, how much thought is behind that? Well, you just grab the closest thing to you and throw it at somebody. It's a hot dog. Like, how much damage are you possibly going to do with that hot dog?
Right.
So I'm going to do Florida Man this week because that's what I Florida Man this week. And here's another question. Why is it never Florida Woman?
There was one.
Was there?
This week.
Okay.
It read, not to be outdone by Florida Man, Florida Woman leads police on naked high-speed pursuit.
But, like... Okay, well, that's definitely going to get a lot of attention.
Florida man throws alligator through Wendy's drive-thru window.
There you go. Through an alligator. You'd have to actually capture that alligator in order to do that. That's hilarious. I just saw one that was like a good one that was like Florida man experiences sunset. And I was like, what is this? I don't want to see this in my feed.
Was that the one he's like experienced it from the same spot for 30,000 days or hours?
Some crazy number of days he sat in the same spot and experienced
sunset. I remember this one because this got a ton of headline. Florida man plans to shoot down Hurricane Irma, but the thing was, if he's shooting it, like, the bullets can go anywhere, you know? Like, I think it was, like, a tornado.
That's hilarious. Can you imagine? Like, oh my God, that could kill somebody.
Kill them.
This one is Florida man mauled by leopard after paying $150 for a full contact experience at a backyard zoo. Someone had, that's Tiger King right there, or whatever it was. Oh my God. And you know what's funny is, if I remember correctly, in that Tiger King show, there was a guy in Florida who was the inspiration for Scarface, and he used to get his tigers from the Tiger King.
Yeah,
he was in Florida. That's right. So like, apparently their rules on animal ownership are very weird down there. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man gives wife Valentine's Day gift she will never forget. He named a shark after her, brought it home, and to which she... This was unknown and available to the name. So
all right, from the top, go.
Oh, God. Florida man gives wife Valentine's Day gift she will never forget. He named a shark after her. He saw the shark on a group charter. When the Massachusetts Division of Marine and Fisheries checked the database for known sharks, this one was unknown and available to name. So that's actually not too bad. That one's actually
That was more of the normal
side. That was a normal one. Oh, God. This is USA Today, so they don't want to... I actually want to see the really nasty ones.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Why do I feel like when the New York Post posts something, this one is like New York Post, they have the most wild...
The New York Post has some good ones.
They really do.
I mean, I'm a Yankees fan, so I see them. But their play on words are great.
Florida man arrested for calling 911 after kitten denied entry into strip club. Can you imagine showing up to a strip club with a kitten and they tell you, nah, you can't bring that in? Like, I know there's enough of that action going on in the club, but why are you bringing a kitten into the club? Like, I guess
why would you do that? Like, maybe it would get, like, attention of the
girl. The girl, like, hey, look what I have. You open your trench coat and there's a kitten. This pops up.
June 27th. Florida man chews off another man's face.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I'm looking at the exact same thing on my phone.
Are you?
That's awesome.
The New York Post one.
That was the story about the guy on bath salts.
Yeah.
Because I remember when that
happened. That's when it all started. Yeah, it was 2012. Yeah.
Yep. And I remember people were like, oh, my God. Bath salts were such a crazy thing. And it's funny because they're not really bath salts. Like, they... It has to do with amphetamines, and it has to do with, like, the stuff that you used to be able to buy at basically a gas station, if you will.
But that wasn't just limited to Florida.
Florida, that was nationwide.
That was huge. There were some wild stories.
Huge.
I remember people were throwing beheaded animals at other people. Like, this one college dorm were taking turns running as fast as you can through walls until they broke it down. Like, locally. Like, this is...
I remember I was at a bar back in my college days, and we were watching a fight. I think it was at Goodfellas or something. And a guy was talking to me. He's like, oh, man, it's so crazy. My girl, she left me. And, you know, I'm here at the bar or whatever. And we're like, oh, yeah. That, that's crazy, butt, or whatever. And he's like, oh God, she wants me to do bath salts. And she's, I don't want to do you want to do them? I'm like, no. I don't want to do bath salts. Hours later, he's outside in handcuffs because he was screaming at the top of his lungs.
Wow.
Bashing his head off the curb. Like, I don't know what these people are seeing on these drugs, but
wow.
I can say that I don't, after seeing that, I don't see the enticement of wanting to do bath salts.
No. Florida man accused of trying to steal horses, ride them home.
There we go.
Man just wanted to set them free, says deputies.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I mean, when I was like a kid.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to. My wife, Christina, wants to do it, and I think she still wants to do it. Every time we go to try to do it, it's always like something happens where like something comes up or whatever. I did do that as a kid, and I enjoyed it. And my kids did it at a carnival or whatever, and they enjoyed it. But
I mean, I walked 3 laps around. I got nothing from it, you know.
Florida man desperate for ride to Hooters calls 911. Can you imagine? I did just see something recently about funny 911 calls on TikTok where they're like, oh yeah, you know, the kid wanted help with his homework, so he called 911 and the cops helping him with the homework. Like, can you imagine calling 911 and for something that's not an emergency?
Yes, this is a non-emergency phone call, but my phone is dead. And I'm calling you from my landline. I just want to get to Hooters. Yep. I was wondering if there's a nearby police cab that can take me downtown. Thanks.
Oh my God. That trick is ridiculous. Florida man tries to steal a rack of ribs by stashing it in his pants.
Good.
There you go. Who was it? James Winston tried to do that in Florida.
Crabs!
With like crab legs or prawns or something like that. Or shrimp or something. Oh my God. He was a Seminole, wasn't he? I mean,
he
doesn't surprise me that some of the stuff applies to him. Florida man arrested after botched castration surgery.
Okay. Oh.
An elderly Florida man with a twisted castration obsession was busted for allegedly performing an at-home surgery. Wow. 74 years old, trying to castrate yourself.
How do you get that to be an obsession? Hi, my name is Mike. I like to cut dicks off. How you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. And what possesses you to do it at home? Like, castrations, you're cutting the family jewels
right
off.
Onto the grill.
And
you got some meatballs, you got some hot dogs.
Man, I don't know what possesses people to have that kind of, because there's some weird fetishes out there, but that's weird.
That's a different one.
That's wild. I don't know. I just saw the one about the hurricane.
Yeah.
Florida man arrested for trying to get an alligator drunk. Like,
well, how do you do that? You lure him into a pond?
You'd have to throw a beer at him and hope that he like chewed on it, I guess. I don't know. Florida man on Segway charged with DUI. Like, a Segway goes... A Segway goes all of, like, 5 miles per hour. That's like, we have somebody in our neighborhood who drives a ride-on lawnmower as his means of travel. And he parks it...
Like here.
Right here in this town. I've seen
We have the golf cart. Yellow golf cart in West Side.
Yes, I have. There's a guy who parks it in front of the pharmacy, the Rite Aid. And you go there, I'm like, why is there a ride-on lawnmower? That is his means of transportation.
That's amazing.
Like, I like
to ride my bike. Is that the weirdest means of transportation you've seen?
That might be.
The yellow golf cart is pretty weird because she has like the things in case it rains, like,
and that's
the flags
in the city. That's wild. Like, there are people who have golf carts and ATVs like out in the woods, but like in the middle of West Side, like you never would imagine that would happen.
Somebody used to do it on a hover round. Remember that? Did you see that?
I have seen that one. Like, a jazzy is one thing. I understand you're getting from
place.
No,
this
to place.
Was like a kid Ari.
This is a kid Ari.
I know his name, but we'll leave that out.
Oh, there you go. Well, I mean, West Side is an interesting town to say the least. I mean, always part of the town or whatever. Florida man busted feeding iguanas to an alligator in jail zoo. Why is there a zoo in the jail? Wait a minute. That needs more explanation.
Well, you find that Florida man with state tattooed on forehead calls 911 for ride home. And there's a picture.
So there's a lot of people who are calling 911 for rides, apparently. Why? I don't understand the face tattoos. And this should be an interesting conversation because I've never got a tattoo. That's on my bucket list. I want to get a tattoo.
Well, just come in last place in a tattoo league and you'll get one.
I have never come in last place. There's a couple people in our fantasy league that are owed a tattoo, my wife being one of them. Her parents would absolutely disown her if she got a tattoo. So that's why she hasn't.
So I didn't tell my mom about my tattoo. I have Sama David right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing like just a white going to bed t-shirt.
What, like a tank top?
Yeah. Similar, yeah. But like the Hanes undershirt. Mm-hmm. Pure white, see-through, you know, chest hair.
Oh, that's getting grossly graphic there. Thanks, yeah. Thanks for that
MC17. So I had my mom and dad come up for breakfast one day. Beth and David were out. This was 4 years ago now. Mom's like, what's that dirt stain? Because I have it right on my, like the top of my ribcage. Yeah. You know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And mom's like, what's that? I'm like, what's what? She's like, you have dirt right there. I'm like, no, I don't. Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, is that a tattoo? I'm like, yes, mom. What does it mean?
Oh, God.
Why? My poor baby.
It's a psalm. Like, come
I'm
on.
I'm like, mom, yeah, I got that like 8 years ago. Like, it's.
My parents could care less. I mean, my sisters, my brother doesn't have one, but I.
What would you get a tattoo of?
I have thought about this. It would be something science related because I'm that much of a nerd. Like
I was thinking for Benny because it's Ben Bowen, mm-hmm. getting something like the Breaking Ben logo.
Oh, okay.
But doing something. Oh man, I have a couple designs like off of that, and I was thinking about putting that like using because it's Roman numerals. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about putting that as the block behind the tattoo and just leaving it all there. You know, like getting like almost like a stone with the bees interlocking.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
But is it?
Yeah, it is.
Here's the rule of thumb with tattoos. And one of my guys said it to me in truck talk.
Oh boy.
And I always wanted to get this, and he talked me out of it, so I'll never get it. I always wanted to get the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, the leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
Deadlifting the way I deadlift, like the sumo deadlift,
mm-hmm.
and that was it, like just a jacked up leprechaun with the Notre Dame everything, mm-hmm. deadlifting. And he's like, yeah, that would look really good on a poster, but it'd be absolutely terrible. It's a tattoo. And that's rule of thumb: if it looks good on a poster, it won't look good as a tattoo.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, that's great.
That's good. That's good philosophy there. I really like that one.
Yeah, I think he made it up in his mind, but I bought it.
I think I might take that to heart because there's some ideas I had, and I'm like, you know what? That would be something cool to put on your wall. But like in the long run, I don't think I would like that as a
tattoo. My brother-in-law has a really good one because his dad, they're having trouble with their pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
and they just having trouble with it. And his dad sadly passed away. But mm-hmm. the next week, she found out she was pregnant. And he's getting, I think he actually has it scheduled on his forearm, a heart. Mm-hmm. And he's going to put his dad's initials on it.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be used as a seed to a tree.
That's fantastic.
And then on the tree, it's going to have his son's initials.
Those are the best tattoos.
Yeah, but what a brilliant concept. Because like in the tattoo will symbolize like it took my father's death to help us get over to allow us to have a son.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. I love it. It's one of the best ideas I've ever heard for a tattoo.
And it's beautiful. That's the thing.
I'm tearing up. I love that idea.
I see like some tattoos and you're like, what were you thinking when you were doing that?
Like getting the state tattooed right on your forehead.
Face.
Like the panhandle was on his nose. Like that's bad.
Well, and then like I look at Post Malone and like great artist, really musically talented, and then I look at him like, man, those tattoos have got to hurt.
Yeah.
Like I have no problem with tattoos anywhere, really, but on your face, I just don't see.
And
how.
I mean, you can't as a teacher.
No. Well, no, I probably could. I don't know that there was any like law or any like, you know, thing that would say against
it. The way you grow facial hair, I'd probably just get tattooed chin strap.
Yeah. But again, like that has got to be so painful. Like where you got your tattoo on your chest, that's got to be painful as all get out.
It was worth it. I loved it. I don't mind pain. Like I, you know that. I literally like my leg will be cut up and I'll be like, all right, well,
I'm a total bitch for pain.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't like pain at all.
Oh yes, like when we were playing ladder ball and you blew out your ankle.
We were playing.
No, it was Can Jam.
First of all, it was Can Jam.
It was Can Jam.
Second of all, you can't throw a frisbee.
Get the hell out of here!
Life of
it
you.
Went a little amok. But you. It went like so far amok, like you shouldn't try to swat at it.
Uh-huh.
And you're trying to be like that overachieving gamer.
That's how I play, yeah.
But no, I appreciate that because you're my partner. But then when I saw you drop like a stack of dimes,
I completely destroyed my ankle.
I was crying.
Yeah. And again,
that was the hottest day of the last 5 years.
At 34, I should not have been. Actually, at 33, I think I should not have been trying to move my body in that direction. And I have a herniated disc on my back, so I should have known better. But at the same time, that throw was one of the most horrendous throws in a Can Jam.
It wasn't good.
No. But I still, to this day, I
think we would have won that if you didn't blow out your ankle.
Oh, yeah, totally. I don't know if that's 100% true, but nevertheless.
What was the other game you made up? Kubi?
Oh, it's not Kubi. It's Kub. It's K-U-U-B. It's called Irish, Viking Chess. That's right.
That was a fun game.
I
look forward to playing it again.
People used to bust my balls about it.
No, and then I played it. We had a really good time.
I really enjoy it. I still have it. It's, so if you ever look it up, it's like, it's a really weird, it's like a mixture of, cornhole and, bocce ball, where you have wooden sticks and you're trying to knock over these wooden blocks that represent the opposing person's army, and like it's a fun game. I like it. I really do. And I have so many people I have to try to explain the rules to, but that's,
it's a visual learner.
It is a visual learner. It really is.
Did you ever make up a game?
I can't say I have, like playing on the schoolyard and stuff like that. We used to play, you try to throw the football in the basketball hoop. We used to play that game. You get a point in the hoop. You get a point for hitting the backboard.
Sounds like Can Jam.
It's very similar to Can Jam. But
Jeffrey and I made up Bucketball.
Oh, that's right.
That's a great game.
You talked about that in the previous podcast.
I love Bucketball. That's the most.
Jeffrey's calling me currently. I know Jeffrey wants to be on the podcast. We were having a discussion about how he has so many good ideas. We might have to invite him on as a guest.
I don't know if he's into it.
No?
He might be.
He might be. He has a lot of interesting ideas.
We're due for a guest, though.
We are due for a guest. If anybody who's listening to this would like to be a guest on one of our shows, it would be a great... The last guest we had was our friends over at There's No Script of Life.
We can absolutely Zoom you in.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll send you the cigar we're smoking so we can do it right then and there.
I have a few people in my back pocket that have expressed interest in that.
Me too.
TJ, our
That's
good
what I was thinking, yeah.
Has just expressed interest. And as the summer progresses, and this is actually the time of year when a lot of more people are getting out and smoking more, and we're getting closer to normalcy because... Pennsylvania has their mask mandate lifting coming up soon.
June 28th
is going to be a lot more outdoor events, and I'm hoping to get to a lot more cigar related events. So I'm really looking forward. I want to go to a big one. The National Cigar Association throws a huge one in California.
There used to be a big one at Split Rock too.
Yeah,
that was the big East Coast one.
Yep. And the expo is when, like, all the big names, like, from the different distributors. I don't know. I have to look that up.
We should go as the Ash Hats team.
We might have to. They didn't run it last year because of the pandemic.
We're not driving, though, because of your irrational fear of planes, are we?
Well, I mean, you know, we might have to, but
like
nevertheless.
The National Lampoon's good.
What was I going to say? There's another one. Florida man tries to evade arrest by cartwheeling away from cops.
Good, good.
Like 40-year-old man. I can't even do a cartwheel now at 35.
I think you could.
I could attempt it, but
let's see.
In this small studio here, where
you have some space right here,
a little bit, but yeah, we'll save that for
another time.
A live,
we'll do that for our for our TikTok,
which that's another thing I wanted to mention. That
absolutely.
I want to post a little bit more on TikTok. TikTok has some interesting rules on tobacco usage.
I heard that
you cannot. I actually posted a bunch of videos that were taken down on TikTok because of the rules on cigarette vaping and tobacco usage. You cannot have a video of yourself. They have a lot of weird rules. Like, you can't talk about, like, sexual
things. Which is weird
things
because of Fifth Amendment stuff, like freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech and then, you know, self-incrimination and all these other sort of things. I don't understand it, really, but it's their app and they're allowed to make these rules.
Absolutely.
I don't know that that I agree with them. But again, I still love TikTok. Like, I love the platform. But, I mean, I see
a
lot
of
good stuff.
Idea to do, too. I don't know if you can do this. I'm not... I love using TikTok for learning. I love using TikTok for there's so much interest on there. And it's crazy because it's only a minute. Mm-hmm. I think that's why it's so consumable. Because like you get on a YouTube video, it's like, how do you smoke this meat? Or I can go on TikTok, learn it all in 1 minute.
In one
like
minute.
Step one, step two, step three, done in a minute. Wow.
It takes the beauty of Vine, remember Vine? And blends it with the shortness of Twitter.
The thing that would interest me is if you made a TikTok, because you're fabulous with it. I've made one ever. Okay. But if you can make it, download it, because the software used to create it is definitely value. So I wonder if you can make it, create it, save it, and maybe we could post it somewhere.
That's not a bad idea. We could do that.
That's a thought.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what I like about, you know, having our little jam sessions here is that not only do we get to bullshit about random funny
Florida
things
man.
That happen in Florida, but we get to come up with ideas that we get to use in the future, and hopefully our listeners enjoy some of these interesting, unique ideas. The last one that came up in this list was Florida man catches a 20-foot Burmese python using his dog as bait.
Okay.
Why in the world... So I guess he had like the leash and just let the dog like run towards the python and like tried to entice it with the dog and pulls it back real quick. Like, can you imagine?
I can't.
Oh God, I don't.
I can't see Clark doing that.
No, I can't. Well, Clark is taller than you are. I mean,
yeah, Clark is a puppy baby though. Like, we had the team over to smoke a brisket on Friday, mm-hmm. and Clark ran right up to everybody. Wah, 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 wah. And then as soon as like they went to pet him, he ran away. Like,
oh, you really? Wimp. He's a scaredy cat.
He's a baby. I love him.
Well, and my dog has a bigger bark than his bite, and he's just like crazy. Unless wild. Jeffrey. Yeah, he. Oh, he hates. He does not like Jeffrey.
Why does he hate Jeffrey?
I don't know. I really don't. He probably knows all his secrets. Maybe he's secretly a Florida man. There is. I just saw. This was one that was interesting. Florida man wrestles his puppy from an alligator's jaws while smoking a cigar. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, we talked about this in our group text, and somebody was like, "You should talk about that on the show." And I think that might have been why Florida
Man. We kind of had that. See, we've been talking about this episode.
We have been talking about
it. It's hard to convince you to do something.
Well,
if money's not attached to it, you can't do it.
Listen to this kid.
Listen to this kid.
You and your, I won't get out of bed for less than $65.
No, that's not true. It's $100.
It's $100. Inflation has taken place in the.
Dude, it's a pandemic world.
That is very, very true. I do have a streak where I will do things for.
More like a fetish.
It is not a fetish.
It's a fetish.
But, and we've talked about this in the past. Where I will do random stupid things for money. You're
way overdue.
I am way overdue. I haven't done anything ridiculous. We have
to. Maybe I'll bring that up in the group text that you're due to do something for monetary gain.
Yeah, and it's been a years probably since I've done.
Probably since the pepper.
The pepper.
The yeah.
I don't know.
Would you do another pepper?
Oh, 100%. There are hotter peppers out there.
I know. That's why I said. Did you ever watch that Netflix series on that?
No,
that episode?
I wanted to. I didn't.
Rainn Wilson from The Office. He narrates it. Yep. He's fantastic. He's a treasure.
I've been watching, I think I mentioned 000, and then we have to get into another one that's up on Netflix, and I can't remember the name of
Castlevania
it.
Castlevania is amazing.
Yes, I have
amazing.
To get on that. You were telling me about that one. I have to get on that.
It's the only cartoon like I actively seek to watch.
But I've been playing a lot. I play video games a lot when I smoke. And I've mentioned this on Facebook groups, and I've talked about this a little bit in the podcast, but I'm a retro gamer, and I just started up Super Mario RPG for Super Nintendo, and I was smoking a cigar last night, and I was so invested in the game, I had to relight that thing no less than like 20 times, and it was just...
Especially with the humidity right now.
Oh, my God, awful.
Did you ever play the Breath of Fire?
Yes.
They're so good on that Super Nintendo.
Oh, absolutely. And it's getting harder and harder. Chrono Trigger's on my list. That's coming up soon.
You never played it?
I have.
Oh,
it's been years.
Goodness.
I haven't played it in almost
20 years. I played
it years.
On the system when it came out.
The last time I played it was on the system, and I didn't like it as much then as I think I'm going to like it now.
No, definitely.
But I think part of that is because... You know, when you're younger and you have certain things. I used to be really into the Tom Clancy Rainbow Six games. That was
they were
what,
good.
The first person shooters.
Yep. My one of choice was Perfect Dark.
Mm. Yeah, I really.
That was my all time favorite. I'm more of a third person shooter. Metal Gear Solid.
Yep.
I loved Army of Two.
Yep.
They were really.
Man, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
That's a great. But they don't do third person as much.
Nope.
Oh man, David plays one that's pretty. That's third person. I can't. They just came out with another edition of it. It's a very popular game.
Not Call of Duty.
No, similar though. But they all have like special powers, mm-hmm. and like, he's gonna. If Dave ever listens, he's gonna be so disappointed. him and I play it, and we love it.
Yeah.
No idea the name
of
it.
Well, and that's I have to get once my kids are a little older. I think we can start getting into. When I was younger, my father was. My father's a really big video game nut, and we used to play games like Baldur's Gate, like these. Two-player, three-player games me, my brother, and my father would play that are like
we used to,
RPG style.
When I was a kid, probably the only video game that my family would ever get into were, remember like the murder mystery ones like mm-hmm. Shadowgate?
Shadowgate was fun. Yep.
But like the whole family would be into it because you have to do certain things. Mm-hmm. Like there's some like puzzle to it.
Yep.
So like you have to figure all that. It's like what for Nintendo,
yeah.
when you're
yeah.
like 7, 8 years old, like everybody's like, if you do yep. this, you're going to die. But maybe we gotta go back, get water, pour it on there. You know, it's very intricate.
Do you remember the game Myst?
M-Y-S-T.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a big one in my family. And my God, what a game that was. That was visually pleasing but aggravating.
Did you ever do computer games?
Yes. PC style?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I predominantly used them for SimCity type theme hospital. Oh, yeah. I'm almost out.
Yeah, I am almost out too. Yeah, I'm actually just about
to. This is in podcast history for Ashats.
You're actually further along than I am, which is crazy.
That, and this is probably the shortest I brought a cigar.
You have, well, and again, for another first time, you had a cigar earlier today, actually.
I did. I had a very stressful morning.
Yeah, and which is, I'm glad you had a cigar. I mean, that's great, but that's unlike you, because usually you come in and you're like, this is my cigar for the day. I'm going to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Two a day is not always easy. Like, I know.
No, I think, like, Guinness Fest, if I get invited this year.
I mean, that'll be a shocker. I mean.
Especially because, yeah, I'm not in your group of teachers.
My elite circle of
friends.
Yeah,
you're elite. But more of them are more excited to see me than.
Well, I mean, how could they miss you? I mean, look.
It's yeah, I know. I'm down like 20 pounds, Effer.
Hey, there you go. 380 is 20 less than 400. I mean.
It's always good when you make yourself laugh.
Oh, I know. Well, that's what that's my style. Because
is that? Yeah.
I am the funniest person in my head. What can I say? That's
the truest statement on this podcast.
I made a joke in the group text and it was like pure silence for hours. I was like, yep, that was a missed hit.
That was a dud.
Well, what can I say? But I think this is a good time for us to not only, you know, continue on with our jabs with each other off air, but to finish up this podcast. I think we had.
You have it too. What started as a box press became more ovalized.
Ovalized. Is that a word?
Ovaltine, please.
Are you making up big words now to try to sound intelligent?
It sounded good.
It did. You know.
It's. It the did best ovalize. Way to describe it. It did ovalize.
I've noticed that with box press that they do that as they get lower. I would rate this in top. I would definitely say that
I'd
this
love
is
to smoke it again.
One of my top tens. There are some cigars.
It's strong.
It is not too strong though.
Exactly. It's a Nicaraguan, so it's characterized as strong, but like
it has
it didn't,
flavors that I can't quite put the finger.
Earthy.
It doesn't have an earthy flavor.
It doesn't.
To me.
It's good though.
Oh, it's good. I like
it. It doesn't. It never once consumed the full effect of my mouth.
Right.
Like other cigars, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. The Nat Sherman I had this morning did.
Interesting.
The one thing about the Nat Sherman, I don't know if it's because I was in a poorly ventilated room and I was just looking to smoke no matter what.
While you're on hold with Google.
My whole room was smoke.
Oh, that's it. That's always fun when you have like.
I didn't mind, but then my landlord came in.
Yep.
And he's like, "Yeah, I definitely meant it when I said just one a day." I was like, "Yes, sir." But my landlord and I are very close.
Right. You have a good relationship with him. I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something, and that never happens in the podcast.
Never.
But I must admit that. What I wanted to say was retrohaling. Do you retrohale? That was one thing I wanted to bring up today because
our listeners, define retrohale.
I just did it. So did you see the smoke come out of my nose? Oh, yeah. It burned so bad. I retrohale. I've been doing this lately, and anybody who smokes cigars, I strongly recommend you try this. Is try to blow the cigar smoke out of your nose.
You know when I do that? If you and I are sitting around the table, and you say, "Here, try that cigar." I feel like that is the best way to. Get the full effect of a cigar. Oh. So if I know I'm only going to take one hit of that cigar, I will retrohale. And anybody that's ever given me a cigar, just, hey, here, try this. It's really good.
I've had a hard time with it. You're absolutely right. You get so many more flavors with it.
Ooh, that was the first time I did that. That's really
isn't
good.
Isn't it? Like, you get like crazy different flavors from a cigar, and it's something that I've been trying to do more often.
The one thing I can describe with it is it goes through your nasal,
yeah,
which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you over-consumed it, you're going to choke, gag, and like you didn't swallow it.
No, it makes my eyes water a little bit, but it's funny. Like, I have some friends on my Facebook groups that are like, oh, they swear by it, and that's how they smoke their cigars, and they love it.
I would never be able to do a full cigar like that.
Oh, my God. I can do maybe one or two, and then I'm like, well, I got my flavor there. But what's interesting is after you do it once, you try the smoke again like normal, and it does have a weird sort of unique flavor after the fact because now you've incorporated your nasal
but all good.
Into it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this cigar has now
not
that I've retro
Florida man type of weird, but like a normal type of weird.
Tattoo on your face. There were a lot of common threads in this podcast. Lots of alligators, lots of drugs.
Yes.
Of assault.
And naked.
And nudity. Yep. So
it's
maybe
a violent town.
We have to watch out going to Florida.
Yeah. You went once.
I went once, and I'm going to have to be careful the rest of the way through. But I think, like I said, this is a good place for us to finish. I would strongly recommend that all of our fans and our listeners check us out on Twitter, is where we spend a lot of time posting cigars that we smoke, and we talk about reviews, and we like to get involved with other cigar podcasts and reviewers and people who produce them. So catch us at Ash Hats Podcast on Twitter. It's at Hats Ash, for some reason, is the handle. Because, and then we're also on Instagram as well, under Ash Hats Podcast. But can I change my Twitter handle? Is that possible?
I have the Ash Hats
Podcast. Oh, that's right. I forgot you built it, and I forgot about it.
Yep. So I can find the password, and we can combine.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But and then we say every week or every month that we're going to update our Facebook.
Facebook and the website. The website actually looks really good. Mm-hmm. Like, I built it. I was so proud of it. And then...
I
forget about it. It's just
life happens.
We're so close though. I mean, I'm building a content creation studio where we can do YouTube and have a spot where, like, we will be able to smoke in and do everything in an actual studio. I love the garage setting, but it's going to be built predominantly for other people who would love to get into the podcast, and I can kind of tutor them into it. And we're going to have a YouTube area where Michael can possibly cut another cigar do whatever he wants. But again, for people who are affected by the pandemic and have to teach their classes online, whether it be yoga or fitness or what have you, and don't have that space, we're going to have access to that space. So I think once I get that up and going, that I'll have more, because that's really been my side time.
Your side project, yeah.
Yeah, and it's consuming. But once it's complete, I'm going to have so much more focus to dedicate that time to where it needs to be. And out of all my brands, this is, you know, one of my babies, and I love this, and I'm happy we do it.
Anybody who's interested in getting in the content creation business, Dustin is an entrepreneur unlike any other who likes to, he really does. He has a hand in so many different pots and makes gold out of everything. So I strongly recommend that anybody who's interested in it, give Junkin' Monkeys or give us a ring on our email at ashhatspodcast@gmail.com, and we can help you out and potentially get some content created for you.
We're absolutely looking forward to hearing from you.
Well, this is Mike from Ash Hats Podcast.
And this is Dustin from Ash Hats Podcast.
Smoke them if you got them and enjoy your day.
Be safe out there, Florida.
Ha 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 ha.